Sukkah Perek Dalad Mishnah Beis Lulav Shiva Ketzad. The Rosh has a Girsa Lulav Shisha Vishiva Ketzad, just like we had the Girsa in the previous Mishnah, where it said Lulav Arava Shisha Vishiva. Yomtiv Harishin Shal Chag Shechal Yos B'Shabbos Lulav Shiva. If the first day of Sukkot falls out on Shabbos, then you can take the Lulav during the time of the Beis HaMikdash, even on Shabbos. There's no real issue to take a Lulav on Shabbos min HaTorah. There's a mitzvah min HaTorah, no matter where they were, whether in the Beis HaMikdash or outside the Beis HaMikdash, to take the Lulav on the first day of Sukkot. And therefore, as long as they brought the Lulavim to the Beis HaMikdash, or they brought it to Shul, as we saw before, and the Beis HaMikdash we're going to see soon in one of the Mishnayos. And the reason that the first day is a mitzvah Torah, so the Rab brings, because the Torah says, even by Gvulim, outside of the Beis HaMikdash, it says, L'kachtem lachem b'yom harishin. And the way Tosfos Yontif explains, based on Rashi, is that where it says b'yom harishin, doesn't say lifnei Hashem elokeichem, like it says, v'smachtem lifnei Hashem elokeichem. So it doesn't have to be lifnei Hashem in the Beis HaMikdash. Yom harishin is stam, even not in the Beis HaMikdash. So in such a situation, the Lulav would have been taken 7 days of Sukkot. The first day on Shabbos, and all the rest of the days of the week, which are the rest of the days of Sukkot. Ushar kol hayomim shisha. And if the first day of Yontif falls out on any other day of the week, which would mean that Shabbos is not on the first day of Sukkot, rather Shabbos would end up being on a different day of Sukkot, where we would not be doicha Shabbos, then it would come out that the Lulav was only taken 6th out of the 7 days of Sukkot. Now, why is it not taken on Shabbos if it's not the first day of Yontif? The truth is that min haTorah, the Torah says, lifnei Hashem Elokeichem, by 7 days. So really, Mi'ikar Adin in the Beis HaMikdash, min haTorah, it's all 7 days of Yontif. But since outside the Beis HaMikdash, Bigvulim, there is no mitzvah min haTorah, the Chum stood by the Gzeira that we're not allowed to take a lulav on Shabbos. What's normally the reason we can't take a lulav on Shabbos? Even nowadays, we can't take a lulav on Shabbos, even on the first day of Yontif. It's because of Gzeira that we're afraid that if a person takes a lulav, he may end up carrying it dalad amas. He may want to bring it to an expert to learn the brachas on the lulav or how to shake them, the nanuim, and he may end up carrying dalad amas or shesarabim, which happens also to be the same reason why we don't blow a shofar on Shabbos or read the Megillah for the same reason. The Rav says that we may go and carry it dalad amas to learn how to do it by a chacham. So because of that, we don't take it. And therefore, even though min haTorah in the Beis HaMikdash, it's all 7 days, since the other days of Sukkot are not noeg min haTorah outside the Beis HaMikdash, so therefore, they were machmir even in the Beis HaMikdash on all the other days of Yontif. So the Chachamim were gozer even in the Beis HaMikdash on Shabbos that doesn't fall out on the first day. Now, normally, there's a concept of ein shvus b'mikdash. We don't make gezeris in the Beis HaMikdash. But this, Tiferes Yisrael says, is a little bit different, because when we say the ein gezer b'mikdash, usually that's on like karbanos or things that are done in the Beis HaMikdash. But the lulav really has nothing to do with the mitzvah that's done in the Beis HaMikdash. Yes, the Torah says, smachtem lifnei Hashem elokeichem, that the simcha of the lulav should be done in the Beis HaMikdash, but it's not really something that's shayach to the Beis HaMikdash. It's something from the outside that you just happen to do in the Beis HaMikdash. And it's not even something that dafka is done by Kohanim. The Israelim would come to the Har HaBayis in the Beis HaMikdash and they would take their lulav there. And the Rab points out, why is it that during the time of the Beis HaMikdash, outside of the Beis HaMikdash, on the first day of Yontif, if it's Shabbos, even though it's Shabbos, they would still bring the lulav. But Bizman HaZeh, the first day of Yontif, even though it's D'oraisa, we don't. Since the Rav explains, we're not b'kim b'kibur d'riyarcha, as far as establishing the moon, and maybe it's not really the first day of Yontif. So we're not Doicha Shabbos, even though it's not really a malacha, but we're still not even Doicha Shabbos, even to do a mitzvah d'rabbanan of lulav, because of a suffix.